Rutledge Wood. Rut, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, well, Rut, first off, it was great hanging out with you in California a couple weeks ago. You got to see sort of your kind of rock, kind of your rock and roll side, but you never stop. And the folks at NBC have kind of tasked you with getting up there and telling some of those fun stories around the Super Bowl. Normally, it's a tropical location, maybe Florida, California, but you're up there in Minnesota. It's cold.
Yeah, it is cold. I can tell you what's really fun is walking into a facility like the Super Bowl with Dale Earnhardt Jr. is really fun because I'm realizing that there are sports fans everywhere you turn. And watching Dale get kind of geeked out about the little things. Like, we just went on the players' walk by accident, just where they, you know, kind of where you see in the pregame show. We just got to do that walk, and that's really exciting, turns out.
Well, you know, we know that he is a big football fan. So many times he's trying to get the scores for the Redskins games while he was doing the races on Sunday. But so that's a kind of a natural fit. But he got a chance to meet Jim Brown, and I guess he was really geeked out by that.
You know, what's funny is that Dale got invited to this listening party for Justin Timberlake's new album, and he said, "Yeah, it's at this park." And I was like, "Dude, it's at Paisley Park. That's Prince's place. This is a big deal. You have to go." And he's like, "Well, okay. If you think it's that big of a deal, I'll go." And then we got to meet Jim. He said, what's cool is that Dale's such a fan of so many other kinds of sports. He was so nervous about talking to him and asking him for a picture. And I laughed because we think how many people are nervous about asking Dale Jr. for a picture, and he's doing the same thing to someone else. But it's been an amazing thing. We got to try all sorts of different winter sports up here, and that's what I love about NBC. You know, they love to throw the people that represent all these different sports and get in other sports and try new things. So we went ice fishing, we went snowmobiling, we played a thing called broom ball. Have you ever heard of that one?
Is it like hockey with a broom and a ball?
It's like hockey with a broom and a ball, except it's kind of better. Like, there's no skates.
What?
And so you have shoes with little rubber pads on them. But it is a great time.
You think about this, and we're going to talk a little bit about you, obviously, Rut, and all the stuff that you're doing, because you have this ability to kind of tell some of those stories and share some of those stories. And, you know, the Super Bowl, so many storylines in and of itself, and it's cool to have you kind of there, you know, helping Dale kind of break out of what he's, you know, a huge and massive star in the sports world. And you mentioned that, you know, a lot of people love him and recognize him, but is it the fact that he doesn't necessarily even realize, like, how big he may be to people that aren't even race fans at all?
Oh, I think that's totally true. You know, and I think that's something that it's really fun to witness this kind of change that's happening with him, going from, you know, being in the driver's seat for all these years and being a NASCAR superstar to being somebody that talks about the folks that are behind the wheel. And for him to be here, and then he's going to join us in South Korea for the Winter Olympics, you get to see this great appreciation for someone that has loved sports and culture and just having fun. And he's really getting to experience a lot of these things for the first time. So
right.
It's been an awesome thing to see and be a part of. Even yesterday, I got him to try cheese curds for the first time.
What? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Never had cheese curds.
See, that's good that you are not only on the experience side in the sports, but on the food side, you're able to help him, you know, kind of break new ground and break bread with America on so many different cool things. So for NBC and the coverage, everyone is going to be glued to their television. We know the commercials are going to be hilarious. They're going to be funny. They're going to be thought provoking. But what are some of the things we should look out for that you guys are doing that we don't want to miss on Sunday?
Well, I can tell you that we brought some NASCAR friends with us, and Dale and I get to have a little fun with them. We get to hang out with our buddy Dan Patrick. I love Dan, so getting to be a part of this broadcast with him is a huge thing. But Dale and I are both first-timers. We've never been to a Super Bowl.
What?
We've never been a part of it pre-game. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Neither of us have ever been to anything like this, so it's going to be really exciting to be a part of this.
Well, when you get up there, but a lot of people don't necessarily know this. They know about, you know, Prince and the music and certainly the cold and the weather. But, Minneapolis is a pretty good food town, and you got Andrew Zimmern is up there as well. So what are you guys eating while you're up there?
Oh, we have tried so many different things so far. The Juicy Lucy is an amazing burger. You know, that's the big patty that's stuffed with cheese in the middle, and our buddy Chico, the great videographer from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. She goes and sends me some great spots to try and hit. But it's tough because we have these crazy rehearsals, and you're out doing all this stuff, so you end up just kind of grabbing things here and there. But to me, what makes it so cool is that the people here in Minnesota are just great. They love it. They embrace this winter, and they put a lot of love into their food and make things that are funky and different. And, it's just been amazing. We tried some crazy pancake balls the other night, right before one of the NHL shows. The Hockey Mom brownies are just unreal. It's everywhere up here.
Here's the thing, too, is, well, I'll let the listeners know, we're talking with Rutledge Wood. You know him from NBC Sports, certainly all of his great NASCAR stuff. You also know him as one of the hosts, along with Damaris Phillips for Southern and Hungry on the Food Network. So it's one thing to have you kind of break, you know, Dale Jr. in with the cheese curds. That's pretty normal. We've all had those here in Chicago. Of course, if you're in Wisconsin, it's a huge thing, right? But as you guys are going to be going to South Korea, number one, are you going to be filming any episodes of Southern and Hungry? Because South Korea is south of North Korea. Obviously, in the name, I think it gives you artistic license. And then have you kind of eased Dale into some Korean food, or does he already know and like it?
You know what? That's a great question. We have talked about the fact that we definitely have to try and do some karaoke while we're down there. Dale is coming down a few days later than I am. I leave Monday morning right after the Super Bowl. But it feels like a great place to do some Southern and Hungry. Damaris isn't going to make the trip, so we're going to have to wait on that a little bit. But the real thing that we'll have to find out is when I got to Rio for the Summer Olympics in 2016, Top Gear USA that I was on airs twice a day down there. We're going to find out how many Rutledge Wood fans there are once I get there, because if Top Gear airs a bunch, it will be really funny to get to meet some fans there, because I tell you what, there are a bunch in Minnesota.
Wow. Okay, well, you guys, I'm going to let you get back to doing what you're doing, kind of enjoying it. Who's the most famous person you've run into other than Dale?
Ooh, let's see. Of course, getting to spend time with Tony Dungy has been amazing. I just saw Aaron Rodgers cross the street.
Nice.
He seems well. Danica was not, she was nowhere to be found, okay. But I'm keeping an eye out for her, of course. But it is a star-studded event up here, that's for sure.
Oh, Rutledge, you're doing sort of the Hollywood Reporter thing, the gossip column stuff. You do some specials on the E! Channel maybe coming up a little bit later.
I love it. I'm just happy to be with you guys. So cool. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Rutledge. And we'll keep people up to speed with your social media and everything. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. See you soon.
All right. So we are going to take